I'd love you to want me. That's Lobo on Nova 103.5. Now, as I promised, I have young Monique Duplessis in the studio with me. She represented Namibia at the UCI World Championships Women's Elite Road Race in Switzerland. Morning, Monique.
Morning.
So, it was a super wet circuit in Switzerland for the women's race. How did that affect you? I mean, as Namibians, we're not used to cycling in rain.
Definitely the hardest conditions I had on the bike, and I haven't gotten that cold on a bike before. I was freezing. But yes, it was very difficult just to stay on the bike and, yeah, to ride.
Well, what's it like to line up with some of the top names in the sport?
It is incredible, like an incredible opportunity, obviously, to represent your country. But yeah, I've also had a chance last year to race with them. But yes, it's just incredible to race with them.
So did you get to meet any of your heroes or your heroines, get to shake hands, rub shoulders?
No, because we were hiding from the cold. So everyone was hiding, trying to keep warm before. But yes, to ride next to them and just to, yes, be able to race with them.
So, did you get to watch any of the men's race the following day, or was it sort of right back on the aeroplane to come home?
No, we made a plan to go watch them. And also before our races, we got a chance to watch the time trials.
Okay, all right. So what did you think about today's tactics?
I expected something like that would happen. But yes, just to see them, they are just on another level.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you've had a pretty big year all in all. It's not just the Women's Elite Road Race. You were also at the Tour de France. You got to join other African riders, a demonstration ride with Biniam Gourmet. How did that come about?
That was an incredible experience. Like, we didn't expect it. They just let us know, okay, we're going, in 2 days we're going to the Tour de France.
Just casually, you're going for a ride with Biniam.
Yes, you're just going. And then, yeah, to stand on the stage with him was unreal. Yeah. And to see him win was insane.
So, okay, I suppose a bit of a personal one here. As someone who would love to get to meet him, what is he like as a person?
He's really friendly, and most of all of the pro riders we met there was, they were really down to earth, humble, really friendy people.
Okay, so Elite Women's Road Race, demonstration ride with Biniam Gourmet. Has any of this helped with any possible spots on a European-based team, or is that not in the plans?
Hopefully next year, after the World Champs in Rwanda, we will see if we can get a spot somewhere in the women's teams. But it's looking better.
Mentioning Rwanda, how are you going to prepare for that? I mean, I didn't look at, I must admit, I've only looked at the course outline for the men's race, but 5,000 meters of climbing.
Yes, that race is going to be brutal. But we will do a camp before the World Champs. We will do a training camp in preparation for that.
And I think just that experience, having seen some videos of the crowds that come out in Rwanda, I think that is going to be an amazing World Cup there, World Championships. Wow, to be able to be there, really, really nice. I'm looking forward to you representing us there. Other than Rwanda and looking for a spot on a team next year, what's next for Monique Duplessis?
Hopefully, after World Champs, we will focus, hopefully, to qualify for the next Olympics.
Okay, nice.
So, yeah, but that's the main goals for now.
All right, the rest of this year, are you taking a break, or have you still got some?
For now, I'm off, and then I'll be joining the UCI again in Paul for our next training camp, and then we will do 94.7.
Okay.
And I will also do Wines to Wales. And yeah, Desert Dash at the end of the year.
Nice. So busy schedule still.
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Monique. And we definitely look forward to watching your budding cycling career and seeing you, represent Namibia even more.
Thank you so much for having me.